Hello, everybody, and welcome to PokeSports, a competitive Pokemon podcast. I'm Mike, and I play with one on the field.
I'm Kevin. I play with two zeros on the field. It's the 100th episode, baby!
It's the 100th episode. I went and made some, like, fanfare sounds the last time we tried to record this, and Kevin was like, no, let's not do this. Let's start it over. Kevin reset on the podcast. We had to do 100 other episodes.
Yeah, I mean, we're starting from square one now. Welcome to Sword and Shield, episode day one. How are you guys doing?
That's basically it.
Have you heard of this Pokemon called Grepalocked?
Oh.
Completely outrageous. I think it's going to be new meta, guys. Wait for it. I'm saying it now. Grepalocked, top 10.
Are you saying that because that's what... Did we say that going into
No,
this?
Absolutely not. I'm saying that because that's the exact opposite of what actually happened.
I think
our only our only prediction that went right was Rillaboom.
Yes. I mean, when you have 100 episodes, you're bound to get something right. That's fair. Yeah, well, I mean, it's a new start. It's a new beginning. It feels like a new beginning because we're doing just as much as we were back then. Right now, we're doing not as much.
Mm-hmm.
But hey, you know what? It's a new time. We're years older, decades even. It's been so many years. Let's think about where we were. In when was this? 2019? November 2019. What were you doing?
In November of 2019, I can honestly say I've never had a face mask on my face before. So I had to learn that new skill.
Huh.
It's a new
That's
skill
fair.
To have.
Okay, so this was like wait, was this even pre-pandemic?
I mean, pre-pandemic here, it was happening somewhere else.
Oh, yeah, I know. That's true. Actually, no, you're right. I keep getting confused because, you know, the 19 in the vid makes me think that it was like a thing in 2019 for us.
We still had like regionals still. So
yeah,
it wasn't right away.
Oh, you're absolutely right. Oof. Wow. So, okay. But pandy aside, November 2019, what was your life like?
I was a chef.
Oh.
in a supermarket.
Oh my god. You were a chef.
I was a chef. Very different.
Okay.
I can't remember anything else that's happened.
Well, you weren't in that house.
I'm in a different house.
That's true. Yeah. And
that
so
took a year.
Compare that to now. How does that contrast?
Now I use an air fryer.
Do you really?
Yeah, of course.
Did you use one tonight? Is that what you? Is
I
that
did.
What's top of mind? Okay.
I
What'd
did.
You make?
I made some leftover pad thai from 3 days ago.
In the air fryer?
Sure.
It Why? Worked. How?
Because microwave makes it all soggy.
Oh, okay. I don't hate that.
Yeah, so I just made it. See, the thing that I had to do is you have to freeze it so that you get the ice on it. And then once you put it in the air fryer, it still retains the moisture because it steams instead of cooks. Yeah.
I'm making a turkey this year.
No, not in the air fryer. This one I'm going to do because I still am a chef for like 2 days part time.
Uh-huh.
So I'm just going to take advantage of very high like quality equipment. Just make my turkey
nice.
At work and leave.
There you go. It's
thawing right now.
That's working smarter.
Yeah. I mean, hey, the oven's there.
Of course. Family.
What are they going to say? No.
What are they going to say? You're fired. You can't come in anymore. You're using our equipment for things not outside of work.
My excuse is I'm doing extracurricular activities at work.
That's fair.
It's not working.
I've been able to go this far. Keep it going. Why not? For me, I was in another house. I was in another job. And now life is different. And now I have different those things. Different house, different job.
That's nice.
Yeah. Yeah.
Any different habits?
I've
gotten back to watching wrestling.
I talked
about this. Yeah.
No, yes, you did. You mentioned on the Peach before that you're into wrestling. I don't think I have any like major differences between
No new hobbies, any new shows?
In my habits. Well, I mean, apart from the stuff that's come out, we're still very into watching horrible Christmas movies. Like horrible Christmas movies. We watched one called Father Christmas is Back. And for any of those out there who've watched it so far, oh no. It's not a very good movie at all. It's just not shot or written well, but it has like this all-star cast. Like it's got like Kelsey Grammer in it, you know, Frasier, like it's got him in it. So you'd expect it to be like kind of okay, but it was not. It was just very not.
Like how bad are we talking? Are we talking The Room levels of bad? Like, how far is this going?
The Room was so bad that it became good. In that, yes, it became like super funny to watch. This one, like, you know, it's trying to be a movie, but it's so bad that it just can't be one. And like, it's not even like those Hallmark Christmas movies, which are like made to be super bad, which are just made to be like, haha, look at this guy's applying to Columbia again. Which is apparently a trope. But it, yeah, like those Hallmark Christmas movies are meant to be that kind of bad, but Father Christmas is Back is just all around terrible.
So what would you rate Father Christmas out of 10?
Father Christmas is Back, Kevin, get it right. Out of 10, that would be absolutely a 2. And those 2 points are just because the cast is so okay. It's such a decent cast.
Now, like, out of 10,
the movie is so bad. Mm-hmm.
What would you rate BDSP?
Ooh, okay. So solid far, transition.
We got like we're at gym one in our Nuzlocke. That's as much as Mike's played. So
I feel like I should play more. I was just thinking about that. I was like, oh man, I should probably get Pearl and beat the game so I can like, you know, start contributing to Bogey Sports.
The thing is, we're actually not gonna finish the Nuzlocke. Like, if we're at episode 3 and we just got to gym 1, mm-hmm, we're gonna be here all, probably until Legends is what my calculations, yeah, take me to. Likely. We're gonna be here a while.
We'll be putting out videos until Legends on the Nuzlocke.
If you guys have not seen the Nuzlocke yet, I highly recommend it. I spent a lot of effort and time editing it, and it's actually very tedious.
Yeah,
to
this
edit
was a Kevin
people.
Joint.
Yeah, this one's a Kevin thing. So if you want to make Kevin happy, go watch it. You don't even have to enjoy it. Just sit through the whole thing.
This is Kevin's editing style.
If you guys sit through the whole thing, just you could sit there angrily the whole time. Just make sure you watch until the end.
I mean, put on the playlist on repeat. It's fine.
Go to bed. Yeah.
Yeah. Wake up the next morning and it'll still be playing because it's on repeat. And somehow you know every word that we're about to say just because it's been incepted into your brain. That's how you do it. I would rate BDSP so far a good 7 out of 10. No, 7 out of 10. It's not.
But hasn't been any water yet.
There has been no water. And I can't say that it's too much water yet. But I think it's actually a good game. It's surprising how decent they made it. Like for a remake, you have like kind of low expectations, but at the same time, you have kind of high expectations because the other remakes have been pretty solid. Low expectations because it's a new developer and everyone was like, oh, faithful remake is going to be not good. But it's not bad. I don't hate it. What about you?
I mean, faithful remake, but the game's solid. So as long as you copy the game, the thing is, People are always saying how, like, oh, you're rehashing the same game over. Mm-hmm. Guys, let's be honest. When was the last time you played Platinum? It was probably 10 years ago when you bought it. Like, yeah. I have no idea what's happening. Me playing, I kind of do because I played the game 3 times. But the first time, I had no idea what was happening.
Right.
I was like, this is all just new to me.
I definitely played Diamond and Platinum, and I do not remember the story at all.
Mm-hmm. Mm-mm. I'm starting to remember some of it now.
There's stuff with space.
Yeah, Galactic Team Galactic Slack. We want to make a new world, and that's kind of like their thing.
Hmm.
Yeah, that they want to make a new world where no bad things happen, by making bad things happen in the original world they're from. Something like that. They want to, like, harness... I guess it depends on the game you're in. They want to either harness Dialga's time or Palkia's space.
Space seems like a reach. Space-time. Seems like a huge reach.
It's a space Pokemon.
Yeah, but, like, time I get. Like, oh, we want to fix the world. We're going to go back in time and mess with it or go to a different... I guess a different dimension includes space.
That would be the space. Thing is, the idea is to break the space-time dimension, you'd have to either raise space or raise time too much, and then it would break, and then they can travel it or something. I don't know. This is a kid's game.
Very loose on the description. It's fine. It's weird. Like around that time, the villains were very clear cut. They were very like, we want to do this. We want to make the world very hot. We want to make the world very rain. We want to make the world different dimension.
What did Team Rocket want to do?
They just wanted money. They just wanted money.
I think it was money though, right? It was like it's all money incentivized.
It was some kind of like.
That's why they have Meowth. Yeah.
Right.
Coin day.
Right. And then in Black and White and like X and Y, it was all like existential. It's like, what is to be free with the Pokemon?
What the heck is Team Skull? What do they do?
We just want a party.
We're just dancing at each other.
Oh, it's the TikTok guy. You know, the guy who like eats a bowl of something and then is like,
yeah.
that's what Team Skull was.
What was Team Flare? What do they do?
That's another one of those existential ones. Like
they're just red.
I don't know. Guy,
they dressed nice.
Guy was evil somehow. It's kind of a strange story. But anyway, we have, now that the game is fully out and now that people are actually beating it, we have a full list of every single one of the version exclusives. And so we're not going to go through every single one, but I want to kind of highlight a few that we can talk about, because now finally we can. Kevin, were there any on the list that actually like made any sense here?
I'll say it right now. If you're between Diamond and Pearl as to who has the better exclusives, I'd say...
Diamond way wins.
Diamond is definitely ahead of the game. Pearl seems like it's lacking a little bit, which is a little sad because I'm playing Pearl in the Nuzlocke, but hey, it's fine. I got both games. I'll just play the other one as, like, my cartridge game.
Yeah.
Some of the Pokemon I'd like to highlight from Diamond. Big one, Arcanine. Hello. Best Intimidator in the game. Best probably fire type in the game. You have things like Gligar, which is great in singles. Things like Scizor, which is also great in singles. Legendary Beast Trio, I just think it's better. We already talked about the Legendary Beast Trio, but yeah. Rayquaza, Suicune is so much better compared to the Legendary Birds.
Tyranitar.
You got T-Tar.
Oh my god.
One of the few sand setters, because we don't have Hippowdon right now. Hippowdon doesn't exist. So actually the only sand setter. So if you want sand, you better get Diamond.
All right. Hippowdon?
Ho-Oh, of course, is really good. And I think the other ones are kind of not that phenomenal. I mean, you can make a case for Electivire because there's so little electric types nowadays. And I guess you can also make a case for Honchkrow for the same reason.
Same thing, yeah.
Yeah, it's like there's not a lot of good flying types, and Honchkrow does a great job at what it does.
Yeah, versus we look at Pearl, where we've got Ninetales, which, I mean, you could kind of make
Sunsetter.
A case for Ninetales and a good Sunsetter.
It's not bad.
Not bad. I'm curious to see if Ninetales is like going to actually have a place in a meta without Gen 5 Plus.
There's still Torkoal. That's the issue.
Yeah,
like, Torkoal kind of does it better.
That's true. You got Slowbro, which, meh. You got like Pinsir and the Birds. Pinsir and the Birds. Articuno, Zapdos, Moltres. You know, you lump them all together. Not much else past that, I guess.
Magmortar, yes.
Magmortar. You've got Salamence. I mean, that's the,
Salamence,
the big winner there.
It's totally strong, yeah.
You got Sableye in this one, too.
Also fair. You have Sableye in this one. You have Murkrow and Diamond. So you get to choose your Prankster user. And I guess you could also make a case for Ludicolo because you get to do Politoed.
No.
And Ludicolo again.
I can't make a case for Ludicolo.
You should be able to make... You don't like pineapples, Mike?
I love pineapples.
It's not that one.
No. I don't like it when they dance.
Also, I hope you didn't forget that when we're going to record our BDSP Nuzlocke, we're going to have a Stunky Claws.
What's a Oh, yeah, right.
Stunky Claws is if Mike ever runs into a Stunky, he's allowed to catch it.
Mm-hmm.
It's the Stunky Claws. But stunky here's claws. The catch.
Mm-hmm.
It also can never leave his party.
Yeah.
Until it dies of natural causes.
Oh, no, that's right. My grand master plan is to reach the very last Pokemon of Cynthia.
Garchomp, and, then. You're getting to Garchomp.
I gotta get to Garchomp and explode on it. That's it. Explosion. Normal gem explosion. I don't even know if I can get normal gem in this game.
We'll find a way.
We'll find a way.
Someone will send it to us.
Hack it in. Exactly. So, I mean, it's... Yeah, it's a good experience so far. I really want to blast through more of the game and not just be locked to wherever we are in the Nuzlocke, because that's... I want to finish the game before Legends comes out.
Yeah, that's fair. That's a fair sentiment. The thing is, the game does have a lot of bugs, though. And
it does.
Yeah, it's kind of funny watching some of the Twitter accounts where they're just like reporting bugs. I'm like, guys, this is a Unity game. It's going to have bugs.
Mm-hmm.
And it was a Unity game that was pushed too early.
Right.
Because they wanted to get it in before the holiday season. Clearly, it wasn't completed at launch, which is why they had to patch it so hard. The thing is, I haven't encountered any of these glitches. The one gripe that I will say about this game, and Mike hasn't experienced this yet because we haven't gotten to the point of the game. We haven't gotten to Amity Park where we can walk around with our Pokemon.
Okay.
These Pokemon get in your way when they follow you. And if they get in your way, you don't just go through them like you would in... Soul Silver and Heart Gold.
Right.
If they were in your way, you just went through them and they just teleported behind you. This game, they stand in your way.
Oh no.
And you can push them very slowly. But like you'll know when it happens. Wow. Which is why sometimes you just have to recoil them. But it sucks because you get so much bonus experience from having them follow you for some reason.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's like I was saying in the Nuzlocke too. Like I feel like hitboxes are just kind of weird in this game. If you hit something just like slightly on an angle, you are not moving. You're moving slower. You're like you feel like you've hit something, and you need to fix it. It's not good.
It's not.
The movement could be better. They need to patch that. But they
the
can.
The game is beautiful, though.
It's Unity.
The chibi style has grown on me so much. I remember hating it when the trailer first came out.
Mm-hmm.
But now I'm kind of into it.
Mike
hates the trainer battles. I know that.
Oh, I absolutely hate the trainer battles. You get into a battle. It moves. Everything on the screen moves. So you've got the background doing like the anime lines. Like it brings in the trainer. But it just like... moves the trainer on the x-axis over and the trainer stays put where it is, so it just like goes over, stop, and the trainer doesn't move at all, but for whatever reason it has a shadow, it has 2.5D, so it looks like they're kind of 3D, but they're not moving. It's like, are they okay? Sometimes they're in like mid pose, like a guy's running and then he stops.
They're just sick.
That and when you run into a Pokemon, how it just immediately snap transitions into the grass. It doesn't show the little blinking light or anything. It doesn't like stop you and then flash a couple times and then cut the screen a bunch of times. It does that with trainers. It does not do that with grass encounters, which is most of the game. But that's just my gripe. And I hope that now that you've heard it, everybody, that you start to see
probably.
It.
Ruin the game for so
I hope I didn't.
Many people. No.
I really hope I didn't. But hey, I mean, the music's nice. Apparently when people were, on the high seas playing this game, it didn't have the day one patch, and so all of the music was like MIDI trumpet, which I still have not heard, and I really want to hear.
Mike's having a hard time deciphering whether or not his game has it or not. Right?
Because it sounds like there's MIDI in there, and I don't understand why the music is so bad in some places and so good in other places.
It's the trainer battle that you would hear it.
Mm.
The trainer battle is what had the MIDI on launch.
Okay.
So if you hear it in other places, it shouldn't have MIDI.
Then it's just a bad score. I see.
I guess it's just a bad score. Yeah.
I will say the Union Room is a lot nicer than I thought it would be.
It takes a while to get started. I think you have to get the first badge to unlock it. Or at least that's like what we had to go through. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But yeah, once you do, you just go to a Pokemon Center, go down there and tell the person you're going to the Union Room, put in a link code, and boom, then you're in the Union Room. It's great.
We can host like some Union trades.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. We can host like Union tournaments. We can have like, I'm curious if there's a spectator mode in this. There probably isn't, right?
Probably is not. There is a versus seeker, but that's it.
There's a versus that means something though.
Mm-hmm.
Like we can actually use that again. We can commentate battles again.
No, not a versus recorder.
Oh. Oh, you're right.
Mike got sad.
Oh, yeah, it's not the thing that I wanted it to be.
No. Big rip. Now, there's not a lot of that in the game, sadly. We probably won't see that until hopefully Gen 9.
Maybe.
Hope. I mean, you never know nowadays.
Yeah.
I am excited for whatever ROM hacks people are going to do with this game. Because we did have it confirmed by our coding friend and also mod Pierre that the reason people are happy that it's on Unity is because they can easily use the resources to make like, you know, different kind of ROM hacks, like Kaizo hacks and like extra hard modes and, you know, just even change the whole map if they really wanted to go that hard.
Yeah,
so that's pretty cool. Coding friends, get on it. Build us something.
I'd love to play a Kaizo Brilliant Diamond, like just invisible blocks here that drop you into pitfalls. Oops. Now remember, you'll be able to transfer to and from Pokemon Home in 2022, so that is something to look forward to. If you're looking to still play this game competitively, you'll be able to move it to, hopefully, ideally, what it kind of sounds like, you'll be able to move things to Sword and Shield, so that you can actually compete again in a different meta. That'd be a lot of fun.
And remember that every single Pokemon before Gen 4 and including Gen 4 is in this game through the Grand Underground. Every single one. They're all obtainable, which means that because Home is going to come out, all of those Pokemon prior to Gen 4 will now be allowed into Sword and Shield.
They're finally getting closer
to a completed deck.
They're going to be allowed in?
Yeah.
Oh.
I hope so. Why else would they have home compatibility?
I mean, right?
I highly doubt they want home compatibility just to let them into BDSP? Question mark?
Yeah, who knows even these days, though? Who knows? All right. And with that, let's move on. Let's take a break. But first, I want to give you a little update on my Pokemon Smile journey.
Oh, of course.
Like usual, going through Pokemon Smile in order to catch my way to a better set of teeth with my daughter. We have this week caught, and I don't actually remember if I said this one last week, but we got ourselves a Cubone, which, ooh, just so adorable. I don't know if I've actually mentioned this, that all of the Pokemon have like these tiny little beady eyes. I don't know if this is even going to show up on the camera here. No, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to take a screenshot of it. I showed you the Grimer. We caught a Grimer this week.
Oh, yeah. So they have like the pop figure eyes.
Yeah. So we caught a Scyther, and Scyther looks adorable. I love the Scyther.
Oh, that's gross.
Yeah, it's
gross.
Oh,
the Scyther's cute.
It's really cool. It also tells you how tall they are for whatever reason and what weight they are. And I was very surprised to know that Scyther is 4'11 and weighs 123 pounds.
Scyther's a shorty. I could throw a Scyther.
Scyther's short, but dense.
Yeah.
123 pounds on a 4'11 character?
It's probably the blades.
That's the blades. They're actual swords. That's how heavy, like, what's his name, Cleavor is going to be.
So what else did you got a Cubone and who else?
Yeah, a Cubone, a Scyther, a Grimer, and a Machop.
Ooh, I saw the Grimer. Machop. All still Gen 1s.
I know. I haven't gotten a single non-Gen 1 yet.
I'm trying to find out who those four extra Pokemon are. Because, like, you said there's 155 in the game.
Yeah.
So that means 151 are the probably Gen 1s. And then there's just three and then Mime Jr.
I don't think that we're going to get evolutions.
You haven't gotten evolutions at all yet?
I haven't gotten a single evolution, and I'm kind of feeling like we won't.
Maybe you got to evolve them.
Maybe. Maybe.
But, like, then what? Then it's just coincidence that out of 2 weeks, you haven't gotten a single non-Gen 1?
Well, it might be, like, running through the Gen 1s and then hitting you with the Gen 2s once you start to run out.
Don't like it. give me some others, you know?
Yeah.
So real quick, I was scrolling through the list of Pokemon that we're gonna get in Sword and Shield.
Okay.
Because of BDSP, we got Empoleon, Infernape, Torterra. We got Staraptor.
The Infernape is really good.
Breloom. That's going to be huge.
Breloom's going to be gigantic.
Slaking, I think there's a room for because of Weezing and because of Dynamax. So Slaking is going to tear up some shop.
Oh, no.
Yeah. So that's going to be coming in. I can't wait for that. I'm definitely going to probably do something with that.
Right.
Smeargle's coming back, our best friend.
Yay.
Dark Void, can't wait. Oh, okay. No, it's not allowed, right? Nope. And then they finally deleted it. Mm-hmm. Good. Gligar, Gliscor. Murkrow.
I'm not ready for Gliscor to come back.
Are you going to be so sad when it comes back?
Oh. And one other thing. Here's something I didn't write down. It doesn't look like singles battles have timers in this game.
Yeah, me and Mike had a battle. No spoilers on who won. You're just going to have to watch the YouTube video about it. But we have a battle every single episode. And I didn't see a timer. I saw a 60-second move timer.
Right.
That was it. That's kind of normal. It should be 60-second move timer.
That is kind of a game changer for singles, though. This might be like a safe haven for singles, if that's the case. Because that's the entire reason that you can't play it on Sword and Shield, is that it's just that the battle timer is too dang short.
Mm-hmm. Also, quick little caveat. Unown still has hidden power in this game.
What?
Yeah. It's the only Pokemon known to learn it.
So we were curious about what they were going to do with that.
They decided not to do anything.
It's just Unknown's move now.
Yeah, it's Unknown's special little toy.
That's kind of smart. Like, take it out of all the TMs, take it out of all of the move pools. Just have it there Unknown. For Unknowns.
No one's going to use Unknown. No. No one was using Unknown anyway. No. Also mention Typhlosion, Meganium, Feraligatr. Sheer Force Feraligatr is kind of relevant.
Oh, that's sweet.
Mm-mm-mm-mm. Quick scrolling. Pidgeot, I guess, and then that's pretty much it. Everything else is kind of bad.
Yeah, let's get a Dynamax Pidgeot real quick.
I'm down. Yeah. You're grumpy though. Tropius.
That's the thing though. It's like these Pokemon are good. It's just they're not good compared to the other Pokemon because the other Pokemon have all these like higher base like defensive stats. But if you send out like a Grumpig, and I'm using this as a bad example because Grumpig doesn't have particularly high special attack, but and then you Dynamax it, it's actually somewhat usable. It's got base 90 special attack. It's somewhat usable.
That's the thing with Dynamax. Like, yes, Dynamax allows bad Pokemon to be good, but only in restricted dexes. Because once you open the dex up to these dumb legendaries, it just becomes like, okay, the strong just got stronger and the weak just got weaker.
Right. Exactly. Okay. And so with that, let's take a little break. When we come back, we've got some more Pokemon Unite news. And that'll that'll take us right to the right to time. So anyway, all that and more when we come back in just a second. And we're back. Welcome back to Poke Sports, ladies and gentlemen. We have got some Pokemon Unite news going on today. Decidueye is finally in the game. In the game, we have Decidueye. Ranged attacker. It's not bad. Have you had the chance to play it yet? I actually played a quick game.
I actually have.
Okay.
It's very strong. Like, yes. I feel... I'm not sure, because, like, the thing is, I played a game and I was doing very well those games, but I still lost because teammates are teammates and veteran is a lot harder than I thought it was. The thing is, like, you can literally sit there and auto attack and tear down a whole team. I'm pretty sure it has the fastest attack speed in the game for what I've played. And the second you get to Decidueye, it's over. And then so you get things like, what is it? Shadow Sneak, which gives you even more attack speed. It's like one of them gives you a bunch of attack speed for absolutely no reason.
Yeah, we're going to go over all of the abilities and attacks. I think the thing that a lot of people don't realize is its ability. Each of the Pokemon and Pokemon Unite have an ability, and not a lot of people actually read it and see what it does because it's not readily available on screen. Decidueye has the ability Long Reach, which deals increased damage to distant opposing Pokemon. So the further back you are, just kind of firing off, you know, free shots over at the opposing Pokemon, the more damage you are doing. Decidueye is not very much not meant to be a Pokemon that you use by itself in the lane. You stand behind a Pokemon, fire off some easy attacks. So Decidueye starts off as Rufflet with two different attacks. One is Leafage, and the other is Astonish. Leafage doesn't really do all that much. I mean, it does
it's an
damage.
AOE.
And exactly. And for a little bit of time, it increases your attack and basic attack speed, which is kind of cool. Again, if you're just able to stay farther behind, maybe you're going in with a Snorlax and they're tackling to you know, knock the Pokemon back a little bit and get a little bit of extra attack damage off because you're further away. And then there's Astonish, which deals damage to the opposing Pokemon, decreases their movement speed for a short time. So again, another great crowd control mechanic for Decidueye. Later on, you can either choose for Leafage, turn that into Razor Leaf or Spirit Shackle. Razor Leaf will summon Whirling Razor Leaves for a short time after using this move. The user's attack and attack speed are increased. In addition, the user's basic attacks can target multiple opposing Pokemon for a short time. So again, really, really strong move. You turn your single shot into a multi-shot for the next little bit after summoning those leaves. Or Spear Shackle, which charges power before firing quills in the designated direction. Damage dealt by quills increases the longer power is charged, but movement speed is decreased while charging. If this move hits after power is charged to the maximum, it can stitch the opposing Pokemon's shadow to the ground. The affecting Pokemon receives damage upon moving a set distance from that location, and its movement speed is decreased for a short time. So either either the Pokemon has to stay there, or they leave, break the shackle, get slowed, and then they can make their escape if they don't die.
I mean, if they get slowed, then you're just getting so many free autos in, though.
It's true.
Yeah, you're gonna hook them in. And I don't know what kind of build you went. I went like full crit. I was doing like 900 of damage each auto attack. It was a little ridiculous. But the thing is, like, you still take too long to kill tanks, and tanks still kill you too long, too easily, right? It's like you're sitting there smacking the Greedon, and he's just spinning around in circles and like somehow getting rid of your health bar, and just like, oh, okay.
Yeah.
There has to be armor pen in this game somewhere.
Yeah, this game is honestly going nowhere if you allow tanks to kind of run shop like this. Make a Decidueye that shreds down Ninetales or shreds down Zeraoras, but the second a Snorlax or a Greedon comes in, it's like, oh, okay, I can't touch it.
Can't do anything. You just have to run. Yeah, go exactly. To the next goalpost.
Yeah. Your Astonish can change into Leaf Storm or Shadow Sneak. Leaf Storm creates a tempest of sharp leaves, dealing damage to opposing Pokemon it hits and decreasing their movement speed for a short time. At point blank, it also shoves Pokemon. It also knocks back opposing Pokemon, which is really good when you're trying to follow that up with a Spirit Shackle or even a Razor Leaf. I think this Decidueye was kind of made with the idea that you're not really ever picking Razor Leaf. Spirit Shackle honestly just seems so much better.
Yeah, honestly. I mean, I guess Razor Leaf is good for peel. That's the only thing I could say, is that you got a little bit of self-peel in there. You get to push people off of you if they get too close. And by pushing them away, you also increase the amount of damage you're doing because of your passive. So,
yeah,
I could see the why they considered it, but they made Spirit Shackle too good.
Yeah. If you choose not to go for a Leaf Storm, you can go for Shadow Sneak, which creates a shadow that takes hold of one opposing Pokemon in the area of effect, dealing damage to it and decreasing its movement speed and defense for a short time. Also increases the user's movement speed for a short time. Again, that one seems like the one that they wanted people to choose because it just does so much. It increases the movement speed of you. It decreases the movement speed of your opponent. It decreases their defense, which is a crazy mechanic, because then the rest of the team gets to shred just as hard as you do. Shadow Sneak and Spear Shackle, I think, are the ways to go with Decidueye.
Full Ghost Boy over here. Full Man, Ghost I'm down. Boy.
Exactly. Brings you back to your Gengar days.
Ooh. Rest in peace, Gengar.
Rest in peace. It's still bad. Unite move. Decidueye's Unite move is Knock Knock. Fires quills in
really?
A designated, yeah, that's what it's called. Fires quills. Fires quills in a designated direction, dealing damage to the opposing Pokemon. The move ends by unleashing a particularly large quill that deals damage to all opposing Pokemon it hits. This move deals increased damage if the Pokemon's remaining HP is low. And while using this move, the user becomes immune to hindrances but is unable to move. So better than I thought it was. Back before it had come out, I thought that because of the trailer that it was just a straight shot after you chose to use it. But you can actually angle it, which, you know, gives it kind of a one up on Cramorant, who just kind of does its thing for a while.
Doesn't let you move. I mean, the fact that you can angle it is actually really good. And I don't know what your experience is like with it, but it does a lot of damage.
Yeah, it does.
it hurts. So if you could probably 100 to 0 someone if you got perfect accuracy. Like, that's how strong it felt. Mm-hmm. So if someone's trying to get away, it's just an easy snipe.
The cool thing about it is that it deals more damage the further away they are. Plus, you have that long range that I mentioned. So as the Pokemon is like trying to run away from you using a Unite move, because nobody wants to be around a Pokemon using a Unite move, as it's running away, it's taking more and more damage if it's running in that straight line. So it needs to be like kind of zigzagging and making you like angle your shot weird. Cause it'll die if it takes too many of those hits, on the outer edge.
And then you still got the big one at the end too. It's like, it's a bunch of minis and then it's like a big one.
Yeah, exactly. The big one hurts.
Decidueye would be a lot more better if the game has less tanks, but it's still pretty good in and of itself. They can't make it any stronger, because if they make it too much stronger, then it's going to be broken. Yep. And they're going to end up breaking one Pokemon without fixing the rest. That's where we're at in Unite right now. I know a lot of people are upset with Unite. Like, very upset with Unite, because they're just like, guys, this is unplayable.
Understandably upset, because it's such a good game almost.
Yeah.
If it had like a few minor tweaks, it would be incredibly competitive. It would be brought into tournaments all over the place. But it's just not there.
I mean, I understand the fans' frustrations too, because like, we've been in tank meta since release, guys.
Yeah.
Like, come on. Yeah. Get us out. They fixed Snorlax. Snorlax's not really an issue anymore, but like, then you introduce Greedent? And then two different healers to give him more health? Like,
they really went and gave us Greedent.
Yeah. Even Mamoswine they gave us, but Mamoswine wasn't that great. But it's still a tank. It doesn't help the problem.
I'm curious to see what the pros are using these days, though.
probably tanks.
My thought, right? But you know, maybe we're wrong. I would love to see it where like the meta right now is Cinderace and Gengar. Because they're like, oh, hey, by the way, these are actually amazing. So speaking of tournaments, though, Pokemon Unite's winter tournament is coming up. Not for us, though. Sorry. First competition, this is a Japanese tournament. First competitions will be December 4th and 5th, and then January 8th and 9th will be its finals. Up to 512 teams can participate. It likely, I think, won't get that high. But players do need to be able to read or write in Japanese. So my question to you, Kevin, is how fast can we learn Japanese?
E, ni, san, ichi.
Oh,
Roku.
No. You said E, like the letter E, 2, 3, 1, 4.
It's going to be rough. E to dakimas.
Okay. So, we've got, 2 weeks?
Michael, Oni-chan.
We've got 12 days for you.
Okay, Oni-chan.
We need to have a we need a montage right now. Exactly. It's just me pointing at different characters on the board.
When Mike was writing notes, I said it out loud, and I think I'll say it again. Why is it that Pokemon Japan is hosting so many things and Play Pokemon can't seem to do anything?
I know.
Pokemon Japan has only been around for less than a year, folks. I remember talking about it on this podcast when they were getting support. And they already have Unite tournaments. They're playing VGC and BDSP. We're in Series 11.
Yeah. Yeah. They really...
the series that's going so well that we don't even talk about it this week.
A series so nice they did it twice.
I haven't seen a single competitive player play VGC.
Well, and that is somewhat understandable. A new game just came out and they are at heart Pokemon fans, you know?
Yeah.
So
if you guys want to get rank one, now's the time. No one else is trying.
Exactly. All right. And with that, I think, you know what? Let's call it a day.
Happy Thanksgiving, by the way. It's American Thanksgiving.
Thank you. It's not my time, but I appreciate you. And
thanks
all
for giving
the
thanks.
Thanksgivings, peoples. Incoming Black Friday.
You think they'll have a OLEDs? No, they won't.
No. No, they won't, but they definitely pushed it out in time for it so that while people are doing their shopping, they can go and grab it.
Yeah. They can go and grab it, but they can't go and get a discount on it. I was thinking about getting a Switch for my living room. Is that like a dumb thing to say?
I don't think so. I think
getting a whole separate Switch for my living room just because I don't feel like moving my Switch from... I just want to play in my couch sometimes.
I think you would do yourself a lot of favors if you just went and bought yourself an extra dock.
Yeah, but if I'm buying myself an extra dock, might as well buy myself an extra Switch, you know?
No.
Docks are expensive.
Not as expensive as a Switch.
Switch is, yeah.
You're
but
talking
it's
about
OLED.
Spending like, yeah, but you're going to dock it in the living room. It's a Switch for the living room. You're not going to hold it in that room.
What does OLED even mean? Does anyone actually know what that means? Uses LED lights. Yeah, whoop-de-doo. It's going to last 70 years. Who cares? I'm not going to play Switch in 70 years. I'm going to be like dead. I won't have to worry about my LED lights on my Switch.
An organic light-emitting diode, also known as organic electroluminescent diode, is a light-emitting diode, I get it, in which the emissive electroluminescent layer is a film of organic compound that emits light in response to an electric current.
My Switch is alive?
Yes.
Hey Siri, what's a diode?
Oh no.
A diode is a two-terminal electronic component that conducts current primarily in one direction. It has low resistance in one direction, and high resistance in the other.
That was surprisingly loud.
No, that's fine. Thank you.
Do you feel educated now?
I still don't know what a diode is. All I know is that it has pressure sometimes and no pressure the other times.
Okay.
Electrical engineers out there, explain to me why an OLED switch is so necessary and why so many people had to buy it. Is it because they have white Joy-Cons? How much do the white Joy-Cons cost? My Joy-Con is starting to drift because I dropped it on the floor.
Is that why it starts to drift? Because mine are all drifty.
No, I think it starts to drift because your greasy hands get into it or something.
That makes sense. My Cheeto dust hands.
You like Cheetos? What's your favorite chip?
Oh, are we going to get to know each other on this, the 100th episode of PokeSports?
Yeah, why not? We can get a little bit of a peach.
All right, you know what? Here we go. My favorite snack? What are you saying? Favorite chip.
Chip. I know your favorite snack is like, I don't know, maple syrup. What's your favorite chip?
Oh, no. Oh, we have to have a talk. Yeah, you know what? Do you have munchies in America? Okay, so munchies are like a combo.
I have munchies sometimes, but not as a snack.
No. So,
oh, I've seen this. Yeah, we don't make them anymore. Oh, we used to have these.
So munchies are a combination, right? They're four different snacks. They're Cheetos, the crispy Cheetos, or the whatever the crunchy ones are. I think they're literally called crunchy Cheetos. Doritos, but mini Doritos, small pretzels, and
the bold.
And Sun Chips.
Yes. And they also have a spicy version.
The combination of those four are the best. And I will never let anybody tell me otherwise. There's a spicy version?
There is a spicy version. According to this website that I'm looking at, it's called Flamin' Hot Munchie Snack Mix by Frito-Lay.
Oh, that makes sense. Yeah, everything's trying to go Flamin' Hot right now.
Wait, hold on. Does Frito-Lay own all of these chips?
Quite likely.
They own Doritos, Cheetos, Sun Chips, and Rolled Gold?
Yeah. The funny thing, they own...
How is this not a monopoly? This is a monopoly. They own the whole market.
They own Lay's and Ruffles. Those are the competitors.
United States, you gotta have someone check over what a monopoly means. Just because you change the name doesn't make it different.
Get your chip game on.
Oh, that's such a loophole. It's like, this isn't a monopoly. Look, we're different chips.
Absolutely.
Look at us arguing.
We compete with each other. No, like they own Tostitos, they own Sun Chips, Ruffles, Fritos, Doritos, Lay's, Cheetos. Like all of your favorite chips are Frito-Lay. The only thing that isn't is Pringles.
Pringles doing it right.
And it's not the only thing, by the way. There are a lot of other chips that are out there, but Pringles. That's probably the biggest David to this Goliath.
As I've gotten older, I've felt like Pringles is too salty.
No, I'm not there with you.
I feel like it's too much salt. Like I've gotten to the limit. I'm just like, this is nice, but it'd be nicer if there was just less of salt.
No, well, maybe, but Pringles is definitely my comfort food. You know, you go to a gas station and sometimes they just have like these tiny little things of Pringles, and it's like, you know what, I feel like some chips.
Here's the thing, Mike, this is where I'm going to show my Jersey side.
Oh, okay.
When I go to a gas station, I don't actually leave my car because I can't.
Okay, tell me about this.
You have to give money to the gas attendant and then he pumps your car for you, so there's no actual reason to leave your car.
Whoa.
You don't go inside and pay them for the amount you need. You just give him your card and then that's it. Or you give him the cash and he figures it out for you.
I don't have that level of trust anymore.
You pump your own gas?
Yeah. I pump my own gas. I tap my card at the gas station, and most of the time I'll go and pump my own gas. And sometimes if I'm feeling snackish, then I won't tap my card and I'll just pump the gas. Then it'll say, please pay inside. And so I go inside and I grab some chips.
I didn't learn how to pump my own gas until I was 21 in college. And I was forced to learn because I was in New York.
Wow. The future is bright.
The thing is, it's just New Jersey, too. The rest of the United States all pumps their own gas as well.
Oh. Oh, come on, Jersey.
Yeah, we're just not allowed to do it.
Frito-Lay.
It's actually a law.
Frito-Lay also owns Miss Vicky's.
What's that? That's Miss Vicky's? A Canadian thing.
No, really?
Beats me.
Oh, what? The jalapeno chips?
Psh. Lost.
What?
Have you seen that game, Poppy Playtime?
I've heard of it.
I've been watching some of the popular gamers play it. Seems kind of fun to watch.
It sounds familiar. I need to see a picture of it. But much like you are about to see a picture of Miss Vicky's, how can you not have that? Oh, let me just send you a Google search result. There you go.
This does not look familiar to me.
It does not.
This looks like any generic. It literally says created in Canada, and you expect me to have this.
Does
in
it
the
really?
United States.
Well, I guess yeah, it does, doesn't it?
Top right says created in Canada.
Wow. What you have smart food though, right? Like the popcorn.
Like we have smart pop. Not smart food.
That's Orville Redenbacher. That's different. Oh no, Kevin! I need to end the podcast over this. This is too much.
Excuse me for having American food in America.
No, not allowed.
Smart
not allowed.
Food. Hold on. This does look familiar. We don't get this off. Oh, it looks familiar because the branding is different from Canada to US.
Oh, is
we
this like an Eclipse Excel thing?
No, it's just we have it in italics. You guys have it in not italics for some reason.
What? So you didn't know it was smart food because it wasn't in italics?
I didn't recognize the brand when I looked at it.
Oh, okay. That's fair.
Yeah, this was the Canadian one, I think. Mm-hmm. I don't know which one you're used to.
The Canadian one. So I do want to take a minute here to just thank all of the people who've been listening for the past 100 episodes, whether you're the people who have hopped on midway or the people who started with us from the very beginning or the people who just started listening right now. For whatever reason, there was a not inconsequential amount of people who are like, I listened to your podcast and then I started from episode one after listening to it. And I'm like, how? It's so week
it's
by
so
week.
Cringe. I
don't
tried
call it cringe.
It was kind of cringe, Mike. You should hear us. We were so scared to talk to nobody.
We were actually scared to talk to nobody, weren't we?
Yeah. I was terrified.
We got used to it. Kinda.
Yeah. No.
I'm curious what we're gonna sound like at episode 200.
Who knows?
Cancelled. Kevin, you got anything to plug this week?
Just the Nuzlocke. We've said it before in the beginning of the podcast. I'm working really hard on it. It's really fun. Me and Mike are playing a video game together, which we don't get to do too often. So it's great to watch. It's great to play. And it's BDSP, baby.
It's BDSP, baby.
And if you guys end up liking this, we might try something similar for Legends. Who knows?
Yeah. We'll definitely be doing some more competitive stuff with BDSP, apart from the fact that we're doing a competitive Nuzlocke where we compete against each other every single episode. But I know what you guys want. You just want some of the more end gamey stuff, which we absolutely will get there. Right now, everyone else is just trying to kind of complete the game too, though. So let's just all have some fun right now, shall we? In the meantime, you can follow us on YouTube at youtube.com/pokesports, where again you can find that and so much more from all the stuff that we've done before. You can find us on Twitter at PokesportsPod or Instagram at PokesportsPodcast. You can rate and review us on Apple Podcasts, or you can subscribe to us on Patreon at patreon.com/PokesportsPodcast, where you'll be able to get our page, our PokesPorts post game, where we just kind of chat a lot like what we just did. I think we had a full episode where we talked about different chocolates between the US and Canada.
If you guys like that kind of nonsense you heard at the end of this episode, then consider subscribing.
It's very
to Patreon.
Nonsense.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. All right. And with that, again, thank you so much. 100 episodes. We are here and we are not done. Not by a mile. So hope to see you next time. Bye, everybody.
Bye-bye.